Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, awesome people. Good morning. It is April 1st already. Congratulations, you made it to April. We went through January, we went through February, we went through March. Congratulations, now you made it through April. We're going through April, running strong. Uh-oh. Is mine? Can you hear me okay out there? My switchboard just went off. Uh-oh. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Something just went wrong. But if you can call in, 626-696-8566. There you go. Woo! All right, y'all. I was thinking about, got to get off the phone, call back in. good morning, everybody. Arlene is on. I'm coming to get you in a second. But we're running through April. Excuse me for technical difficulties. You know, that happens from time to time. We're running through April strong. We're running through April. And we just got done the Book of Proverbs, which I love. And I need to go back and read some of that stuff again, really, on my own. And I just did 3 days on my other show of going through some Psalms. I love the Book of Psalms. So as we run through April, we are going to activate our journal. Oh, my goodness. But hold that thought. Good morning, Dr. Ellen Spann. How are you this morning?
I'm testing. Well, Jamie. Testing, microphone check, 1, 2, 3, 4. Happy April. All of it.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am well. Looking at the bright sunshine this morning. Awesome day to be alive. And you.
Yes. Yes, I am awesome. I am, you know, I'm feeling kind of good about April, and I woke up. I'm not, you know, normally when I wake up, I'm fatigued, I'm tired. I didn't feel that way this morning, I think, because I drank something good. That's a plus, you know. So I'm feeling awesome. I'm feeling like the sky's the limit today. So, and I meant to ask you, because we have not talked, How do you feel about this month going through activating your journal? How do you feel about that?
Wow, that is fantastic. You know, when we think about activating, that means to move. That means motion. That means to do something. That means to get something started. That means to actually be alive. That means to just do. So activating your journal in the month of April is awesome. Making sure that we're writing things down, making sure that we're listening, we're thinking, that we are taking those thoughts, putting them in places where we can go back and remember them again. So I think this is an excellent time to activate our thoughts, activate those journals, and get those juices flowing for you this morning, or this month. Yeah.
Yes. I think I thought about this topic a couple times, and I was like, you know, but we do. We, you know, and I was thinking about this topic this morning as well, because all the topics that I do sometimes don't really make sense. But this topic, like you were saying, in the word activate is the word active. Are you active in journaling? You know, many people say, yeah, I'm active in journaling, or, you know, and they think it's a boring thing, and it's not. It's something that we should do continually, and I was just the other day, and I'm trying to get back to it, is going through my notebook, looking at my notes, because some of the notes that I have written are some great notes, and sometimes you need to go back and rewrite them in your journal and say, okay, what should I be remembering? What should I be talking about? What affirmations should I be saying, you know, for the day? You know, where's my mindset going? you know, it's just important that we continue to do something for us and not always give out everything for others, because it's active, being active in your own life is very, very important as anybody, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. I mean, even if you're in sales, you're running through this month and you're saying, I got to get 15 sales. You know, it's important to activate and put your pen to the paper, put your thoughts in the paper, put your goals in the paper, and make it work. Sometimes also you need to speak it, you know. And imagination is important. And that's the other thing I didn't write. We should talk about that as well. Because, and you see I'm already on a roll. it's just important. It's very, very important, you know, to activate the things that are important in your life. It's just important. It's just very, very important. And when I thought of this, I said, well, you know, let's see how we can make it work, how we can make it active, because a lot of us, we don't sit and think. We don't sit and communicate. We don't sit and connect. We need a connection. You know, I'm over here in Jersey, but Arlene's over there in Maryland. So, you know, as long as we connect on a daily basis and make ourselves active in some kind of a way, that's better than nothing. That's better than just saying, oh, well, I'll just sit here and read my word, you know, listen to Jamie, you know. It's more than just that. Activating is a very important word because we don't often use it. We often see the negatives instead of seeing the positives. We often, you know, and anybody who's listening, you need to get your journal out. You probably need to write some nuggets down that I'm talking about this morning, because it's important. Everything we do is important, but what things are, where are you going to take your mind? Where are you going to take your mind for this April? Are you going to take it into another negative, frustrated anger problem? Or are you going to take it and activate the things that are important to you? Because we spend, you know, 9 times out of 10 of the day, we spend more time thinking about the negative stuff instead of thinking of the positive stuff. 9 times out of 10. Oh, this is happening. Oh, that's happening. But what good things are happening in your business? What good things are happening in your life? What good things? You know, we spend so much energy on the negative and the things that don't matter. The things that don't matter. Am I right, Arlene, or am I right?
You're right. And understand that too, is activation. So if you're constantly focusing on the negative, then you're activating the negative in your life. You're empowering all the negative things that you're saying you don't want to have happen to you. You're having those self-same things to become a reality, because that's what you're activating. That's what you're focused on. That's where all your energy is going. So understand, whether you're activating that which is positive or if you're activating that which is negative, you're still activating something. So you want to be on the side where what you're activating is going to be for the betterment of you and make you a better citizen, so that you're better able to help others, not just yourself, but others around you, your family, your community, and who knows, go out and it might even impact the entire world. That would be great, wouldn't it? Activate yourself to the point where you are internationally known, globally, because you have made a decision to do the right things with the energy that you have, and you're activating the positive. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Wow. I love this word activate. I just love the word activate, you know, because This is an international call, so Arlene, you've been on for, this is your, going into your second year, where I'm going into my third year of radio. So when we talk about activating, people are hearing us on my other show too. People are hearing us, you know, as we speak, but people are just not calling in. You know, are you going to take some action, or are you just going to just say, they're okay, they're all right? That's why we only do half an hour shows, because, ladies and gentlemen, we want to take our business to the next dimension, but it's not a level, it's a dimension. But if you don't take action and the things that we're activating for the month of April, well, that's on you. That's on you. So in May, you know, we're having a mompreneurs conference. But if you don't activate it, if you don't stay active and stay stay positive, then that's your thought, that's your choice. And, you know, I can't control Arlene from over here, and she can't control me from over there, you know. And it's not about control. It's about activating some simple things in your business and your thought process and your imagination and your mind to get you going to the next dimension. It's not a level. I hate when people say level. You can go to the next level. No, I'm not going to the next level. I'm going to another dimension, whether you go with me or not. Whether you go with me or not, I'm going to another dimension. And we can talk about some words as well. But the bottom line is, the Bible's activated as well. But are you going to make that connection? You know, we often don't like to make great connections. And that's sad to say. You know, I could talk about connection forever. You know, how many connections have you made over the last year, Arlene?
Wow, that's something you have to sit, you know, and you don't take, you have to take your fingers and your toes and every organ and cells and all of those kinds of things to come up with how many people have you connected with. And some are just passerby, and others are, see, my connection is always, I'm going to give you an acronym. It's just going to be for the word act. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be, what mm-hmm. did I do? I actually connected with truth. Activate. Mm. But I'm only going to use the act part. What did you do, Arlene? Actually connecting with truth. So it was more important for me to understand who God was and what he had for me and the connections that he wanted me to connect with, because every connection is not a godly connection. Every connection is not the connection that's right for you. But it was some of the connections, right, with some of the connections that you are given, it's for you to pass it on to someone else. So you connect with someone so that you can connect them with the next person that needs to be in their circle. So that's just something to think about. There's been numerous people that I've connected with. Some were to stay in my arena, in my circle, and others were just to pass on so that they can be. It's just like when you're speaking, you have to know who your audience is. Not everyone is considered your audience. Not everyone is in your circle. But you want to make sure that you are there so that you can connect them to the right people that they need to be connected to. And what better way to connect with yourself and with your truth than to begin to journal, put your thoughts down, and go back and reflect upon them and see what is it that I was thinking on that date. What happened on November the 4th? Why did I feel that way on November the 4th? And that way you connect even with you. So it's all about connecting with you first before you're better able to connect with someone else. Back to you, Jamie.
Wow. You said a lot right there. And that's true. When you think about connection, first is spiritual. You know, okay, God, what connections am I supposed to make today? You know, first is spiritual. Then, you know, it's natural. Well, you know, who's out here today, who's out here listening to me that will connect to me naturally? You know, whether I give a smile, whether I give a hi, how you doing, or whether I give a hello or anything like that. And it's true. Some people are supposed to stay in your circle and some aren't. And that's interesting. That's very, very interesting because of, you know, God created us to connect to certain people. God created Adam to connect to Eve. God created Adam to connect with Eve. And this wasn't even in my notes. This wasn't even something I was going to talk about. But God created us to connect. You know, who is in my connection? Who do I need to meet? And sometimes God will put you back or let you stand still until you meet who you're supposed to meet and make that connection. So write that, you know, because a lot of times you say, okay, where's my mate, or where's my next friend, or where's my next customer, or where's my next so-and-so, and sometimes God will delay you, even though you're not denied, delay you and say, look, they're not ready to meet you. They're not ready. Even though the Bible says, don't be unevenly yoked. But still, you know, it depends on whether you and your household or you and your family are ready to connect to that person. And if not, you'll just every day say, oh, hi, how you doing? You know, a little like talk. But connection. We're supposed to connect to certain people on a daily basis. And that's right. It's first is a spiritual connection. And sometimes I wonder, you know, why is my life so boarded is because it's a God thing. It's not a me thing anymore. You know, before I remember, you know, I could just go out and do anything. But now it's more of a godly thing. And I say a lot of times, okay, God, who do you need me to meet? Who do you need me to witness to? Who do you need me to open my heart up to? And sometimes on my Facebook page, I'll put a poem that I wrote on my page and see how many people like it, see how many people don't. Because it's about connection. Who are you going to connect to? I have a lot of people on LinkedIn. I have a lot, over 500 people on my LinkedIn page. But who's going to connect to me today? Who's going to follow me? Who's not going to follow me? All 500 and some folks on my LinkedIn page don't mean that they're all following me.
Wow. You know, may I interject? Yes, may I interject, please? Because you made me think about our Savior or my Savior or our Savior. You know, think about when he had the 70. That those people had a certain place with him. They were given certain instructions to do with the Lord, right? So he gave them instructions and they did what they had to do. But remember, then he dwindled it down, and we always talk about what? We say the 12 disciples. Well, 11, then there was Judas. But anyway, the 12. And then, but when he had really, really precise instructions, remember it was always Peter, James, and John, those three? So you see, when you start talking about your inner circle, yes, you might have 500 people on your Facebook page. You can have 6,000 people on your Facebook page. But of the 6,000 people that you have, how many of those are the true ones that you're able to connect with, the true ones that you're able to share in like-mindedness with, the true ones that you're able to have right there in your inner circle? I mean, think about it. It might be a madhouse if you're trying to deal with 6,000 people at one time, because now you're going to have to give assignments. But when you have three people, or even 12 people, you're better able. See, you got 12 people. You got a mastermind. You know, you can put together and come up with what you want to do. And you put the three together. Now we're giving instructions. You got your president. You got your vice president. You got your treasurer. I'm just using that for example. These are the people that are going to be closer to you. So when you're thinking about connecting, yes, you want to connect with the masses, but you want to make sure that when it comes time to getting it done and getting the instructions right and understand what it is you're trying to do, then that's when you're going to hone in on those key, I'm going to use like Jesus, is 12, or again, the 11, then that inner circle of people who are going to almost think your thoughts and know exactly what it is you're trying to do and be truthful with you. Actually connecting with their truth, you're actually connecting with your truth, and those truths coming together will be for the betterment of, not again, not just you, but all the people around you. When you said that, that's the thought that came to me. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. And that's true. You don't connect to everybody. I mean, even though you're their friend and whatsoever, and you're in the same group, you're in the same area, you're just there. You know, because look at Shane Trevor's group. There's more than 1,000 people in there, I believe, and everyone's not connecting to everybody, you know. So we find who to connect to and who not to connect to. And like Eileen said, it may be 12, it may be 10, it may be 9, it may be 2. But the connection has to be more clearer. And that's what I'm trying to get to a place where people understand we are not just here just to talk. We're here to help you walk through your journal and activate it through a connection, through a connection. So if you are out there and you are listening, go and share this show today. Go and tell 10 people to come and listen to the show, because it's all about a connection. And I know everyone journals because everyone writes every day. Everyone does something every day. Everyone either sits on the computer and writes, or they're writing notes in a classroom, they're writing notes in college, they're writing notes somewhere, even in business, even in their own sales business. People are doing stuff, but a lot of times we just don't tune in like we should to certain things. But that's okay, because I'm here to help you activate your journal this month. And Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. we are going to start. Today was activating your journal through connection. So who are you going to connect to today? That's the question of the day. Who will you connect to? Who are you connecting to? Who are you reaching out to? Who is your audience? Who are you moving towards on a daily basis? You know, your mindset is one thing, but your heart is saying another. So you got to be able to connect to somebody today. You know, I don't even know. Sometimes one of my friends on Facebook, he just keeps on writing things. He keeps on typing things, no matter how many times they like it or they hate it. You know, he writes quotes. He does all this stuff. And sometimes people don't like anything that he writes. But that's okay, because he keeps on going. He keeps on going until something does happen. So that's what we're going to do for our April. We're going to activate your journal. Starting on Friday, we have a list of activating things. I don't even have it in front of me, but join us on Friday, Good Friday, and I believe, look, Eileen, I believe the radio is going to work, because you know, it's holiday
weekend. Activating it now. Look, we're activating that now. It's going to work. It's going to work, Jamie. It's going to work.
If not, we're going to get a separate line. And that is just so funny because sometimes, you know, things don't work as well as they should. But how can we, Arlene, get in touch with your book or anything that you have for us today? How can we get in touch with that?
If you want to activate your life in the health arena, you can go to Amazon and look for Sweat the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program. That's on Amazon.com. Or you certainly may connect with me at arlenesweats@gmail.com. Or if you want to leave a comment, you can go to www.arlenesweats.com. That's my information for today, Jamie. Back to you.
Awesome, awesome. And also, we're going to activate some authors this month. I wanted to add that in. I don't know where I'm going to add it in. But, hey, it's for authors and activating and, you know, talking about anger management, talking about things that are important to us because we are business owners and we are supposed to connect to somebody. So on Friday, we're going to talk about activating your strategy. You want to tune in, you want to tell everyone this is a strategy. You got to have a strategy. You can't just say, well, I'm going to quit my job in July. You know, you got to have a strategy. You got to have a plan. You got to have something that is going to work. You can't just say, I'm just going to jump off the cliff and see if it works or not. You got to have a strategy, a concept, a plan in mind, and have a purpose. So we are going to talk about strategy on Friday. I want you to get your journals ready. And we are out of time, so email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. I'm on all social media, and I want to thank you for joining us for our Journal Activation Month. I want to say God bless you, and I will chat with you again on Friday. And don't forget, keep on activating your journal because it is vitally important to journal in the midst of your process on Jamie's Journal. God bless.